McGraw-Hill Audio presents Brand Warfare, 10 Rules for Building the Killer Brand, by David F. D'Alessandro, read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. One of the best lessons I ever learned in business, I learned from one of my first public relations clients. Although I was just a kid out of college, I was working at a big New York City public relations firm and feeling pretty wise in the ways of the world. The client, on the other hand, was this little old guy from the Midwest with a bow tie, a center-parted hairdo that hadn't been seen since Alfalfa left the Little Rascals, and the preposterous name of Orville Redenbacher. The Chicago office of my firm sent him to us to help him promote his product in the East, and one day he showed up in our offices in the big city to tell us why his gourmet popcorn would revolutionize the popcorn industry. First of all, it was news to us that popcorn was an industry. At the time, there were only two ways to buy popcorn to prepare at home, the generic in bags and Jiffy Pop, a brand that was free of all gourmet tendencies. As much fun to make as it is to eat was the idea there. Then Orville went on to explain in minute detail why the hybrid corn he had developed was better, how his kernels popped up almost twice as big, and how he personally guaranteed that almost all of them would pop. To say that Orville took his popcorn seriously was a severe understatement. He'd tell us conspiratorially, "Don't you hate it when the husks get caught in your teeth? Well, that's not going to happen as much with my corn. The husk is thinner." He anthropomorphized every kernel to the extent that the ones that refused to pop he called the old maids. We thought he was insane. We literally thought he was insane. Certifiable or not, however, his money was good, and we were his as long as his checks remained good. He clearly had his own game plan and would not be dissuaded.